So we've been focusing a lot on the first part of the sentence that Chazal tell us, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, kolu kol akitzin, that all the kitzin have passed and now we're ready for Mashiach. But there's one line which sort of throws a monkey wrench into the whole idea, and it could be pretty depressing. And that line is, ve'ein adover toli ele b'tshuva. Now that kitzin are passed, now we just need to do tshuva. Now, it's supposed to sound like it makes it easier. Oh, don't worry, everybody. The kitzin are past, and now you just need to do tshuva. But seemingly, just getting everyone to do tshuva is quite an accomplishment in itself. It seems like we're going to be here for a long time. If we're going to be waiting for everybody to do tshuva, ein adover toli ele b'tshuva, that's a big demand. So, of course, Baruch Hashem, we see that the Ruach of Tshuva and Bali Tshuva are growing in the world, but still, to get Klal Yisrael to come to Tshuva, that is a big, big feat, and that takes a lot. So, are we here for so long in Golos because we're waiting for everyone to do Tshuva? Well, the answer is obviously not. And not just Azoy Zok Derebbe, which is the truth, but Derebbe makes a much bolder statement. The Rebbe acknowledges this Maimer Chazal, Ein Adover Toli Ele B'Tshuva, but then the Rebbe says something even stronger. You know what? We already did Tshuva. This that the Gemara says, Ein Adover Toli Ele B'Tshuva, you have nothing to worry about, because Tshuva we already did. And there are many quotes where I can quote to you the Rebbe saying this. One of the places is Erev Rosh Hashanah Tov Shinun Beis, HaTorah Nedarim, where the Rebbe says that we have many simonim about Moshiach, starting with Chazal say, Kolu kol akitzin, ve'ein adover toli ele b'tshuva, unchag muchadmur nesidereinu at mazber given, and the Friedrich Rebbe, of course, the Rebbe puts everything on the Friedrich Rebbe, unchag muchadmur nesidereinu at mazber given, as tshuva min shanoich of ketom, we already did tshuva as well. The Rebbe is saying this tremendous chiddush that, don't worry, Mashiach can come because both conditions have passed. The kitzin have passed and tshuva has passed. Klal Yisrael has done tshuva. Now that's a very bold statement in general, and specifically because you look around and you see a lot of people, just start looking in the mirror, you'll see people that didn't do tshuva. There is a big, big question. What's the hesber? Of course, we take what the Rebbe says, b'emunah pshuta, b'kabbalah soil. The Rebbe says, d'olam d'tshuva, d'olam d'tshuva. Mezet yem, mezet nisht. But what's the hesber? It says, nasi dereinu at mazber given. Nasi dereinu was mazber that we already did tshuva. He didn't just declare that we did tshuva. He was mazber that we already did tshuva. What is the hesber on the fact that tshuvat menshanayich of keton? So there are two kavim, there are two approaches that the Rebbe takes to this shaila. We'll divide it over two shiurim. Today we're going to approach and we're going to discuss kav aleph, the first approach. And that's based on Halacha and Rambam, which is based on Gemara and Kedushin. But the Gemara speaks about Dinei Kedushin, which we know that Dinei Kiddushin are very, very detailed, especially when it comes to the dinim of a t'nai. You can be mekadesh on almost any t'nai condition that you want. And if the condition is not filled, then the Kiddushin is bottled. So, you know, what happens? There are many different cases, scenarios with the Gemara and Chazal discuss. If someone says, I'm being mekadesh this woman, I'm menas that I'm a osher, I'm menas that I'm a osher, whatever the condition may be, there are different dinim. So the shaila is, what happens if a person is mekadesh a lady, al manas that he's a tzaddik gomor? He's a tzaddik. Now, you would say, al peep shot, that for sure, vaday einay mekudeshes. We can pretty much safely say that if anyone here that's listening to the shir was mekadesh a woman, Amanash ani tzadik, you can pretty much safely assume that ain't a mekadeshes, that she's not mekadeshes. We mean a tzadik. You know what it means? A tzadik halavai beinani. Tzadik mandachar shmei. But the Gemara says something fascinating. And the Gemara says that even if the person is a Rosh Gomer, means up until that moment, not only was he not a Beinani, not only was he not a Halavai Beinani, not only wasn't he a Rosh V'toivloi, garnish, mamish a Rosh the way Rosh. Such a person says a condition, Amanash ani tzadik gomor, the woman is Safek Mikudeshes. Doubt, maybe. And it's a whole dinim of Safek Mikudeshes. What happens if she needs a get and it's get a kedushin from somebody else? What's the Safek? Seemingly it should be Vadai Einei Mikudeshes. What's the Safek? So the Gemara says, and the Rambam, look, the Rambam brings it down, La Halacha. Shema Hirer Tshuva Beliboy. It's possible that at that moment, he had a Machshava, a Hirer of Tshuva, and Rege Echad, Rege Kememra, in 1 second, someone that has a hero tshuva beliboy, this Rosh Gomor, he could be a tzaddik. In other words, why is it a suffix? Because we don't know if he had that hero. But if we were to know that he did have that hero, in 1 second he thought about doing tshuva, that itself is enough to make someone a tzaddik gomor. So in other words, tshuva, we look at tshuva as a major, major act. You're changing your life and you're living for 20 years in the way you're supposed to. The mitzvah of tshuva and the inyan of tshuva could be one hirur in 1 second. This Rosh was mekadesh a lady, she could be mekudeshes because shema hirur tshuva beliboy, maybe he was mahar tshuva. In Tavshin on Aleph, there was a lot of interesting inyanim that, for example, there was someone, what they called from the Gedoyli Yisrael, that got up and they said that if Yidden don't do tshuva, the Yibush is going to bring a second Holocaust, the Yibush is waiting to kill Klal Yisrael. And the Rebbe went on a campaign a few weeks, Vayechi, others, Poshitz, explaining that no, we have to be Malamed Zchus on Yidden, we don't put Yidden down, the Yibushter loves Yidden. Anyone that thinks that the Yibushter was looking forward to killing the Yidden doesn't understand what the Yibushter is, doesn't understand what Yidden are. Mamish, a campaign to be Malamed Zchus on Klal Yisrael. And not just that, the Rebbe brings down that being Malamed Zchus on Yidin is postured a Geula thing. We find that Gidoin, that the reason why he was chosen to save... I just spoke. Klal Yisrael was because he was Malamed Zchus on Klal Yisrael. And the Rebbe then says, I'm also going to be Melamed Zchus for Klal Yisrael. And here's the Sicha, page 232, in Sefer HaSichas Tov Shinun Aleph. L'chay l'ray shalim utzchus b'negei l'kiru v'zirus ha-geula. Shakivan shekvar kolu kol ha-kitzin oid mizman ha-gemore. And after this long and hard gallows, v'ad 1900 years, v'ad dayin lo'i bo Moshiach didn't come. Now here the Rebbe says, "Ubnegel tshuva." When it comes to tshuva, where everyone's waiting for Yidden to do tshuva, kvar asu tshuva. We already did tshuva. Now the Rebbe explains over here what's the hesbir. Why can we say that everyone did tshuva? Sharei ein lecha adam yisrael shlayhirer tshuva loyrak pamachas elakam upon meshuk mechayim. There's no one that didn't think to get closer to the Eibishter. They may not have done it. As they say, the derech to Gehenim is paved with good intentions. You know, we may not have changed our life, but the hirer tshuva beliboy, in his mind, in the depths of his heart, he thought about tshuva. Everyone thought about it at some point, somehow. It doesn't necessarily mean that they made a life-changing poyel mamish. Says the Rebbe, with that machshava, ayidei ze nasa b'shay techodu b'riga chodu mirosha gomor l'tzadi gomor. With that second, you change from being a Rosh Gomor to a Tzadi Gomor. Like the Gemara says, a Mekadesh as a Isha, Amnash ani Tzadi Gomor, fil Rosh Gomor, Mekadesh as a Mir Tshuva. So says the Rebbe, Arei Bevadi u Bevadai, Moshiach has to come right away. Because just being this Limud Tzchus itself, being Melamed Tzchus on Klal Yisrael, that itself is enough of a reason to Moshiach should come. And not just that, says the Rebbe, in addition to the Limud Zchus, we already have a psak of the Rabbonim. It was a famous campaign that the Rebbe has, that everything should be with a psak of Rabbonim. Mashiach should come, the Rabbonim should paskin. And then being that the Rabbonim have the koyach, as Torah loy b'shamayim hi, so this psak, the Eibishter has to fulfill, and the Rebbe says, v'chein yokum. This is the first derech, and Emir Tz Hashem, in the coming shiur, we will go through the second derech.